third one, just go up from there. I mean, you know, I can see possibly a person wanting to bring home some kinks. I've spent a fair amount of time at a fishing lodge last summer, and people come up and they like to bring home some meat. And however, how many, question is, what's reasonable? I mean, after the second fish, I think they're getting greedy, you know. I think I'd be more friendly to the bill if it had a graduating scale upwards from two fish on, you know, or after two fish. Personally, that's my preference.
Thank you. Yeah, I've got a problem too with the price tag on the fish as to whether that really cuts down on the number of fish that we're catching, or whether it stops from some businesses from being economical anymore. As it drives, because it's going to have a tendency to drive some people away from the industry. Representative Davis.
Yep, Mr. Chairman, I think the concept is good. I think on the Kenai, we've talked about, there's been talk in some of the rooms around the peninsula that the Kenai king should be treated as a trophy fish and made, make some special regulations relating to that. But, you know, so I think, you know, that the concept is good. I think Mr. Burke, is it?
Yes.
Burke, I think, indicated that some aspects of this are allocated, even that starts to get a little scary. I'm not exactly sure what the details of that are, but because I haven't dissected the bill in enough detail to find that, but that gets a little scary when we talk about allocation and politics and biology. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure where that is and how it's addressed in the legislation, but that does get a little, it concerns me.
Representative Allen.
Well, two comments. And Mr. Burke can correct me if I'm wrong, if I try to define where the allocation is. I've been struggling to think of a different word. I mean, it's allocative in the sense that there is an economic disincentive to take X number of fish. I mean, but it's not allocative in the sense that this doesn't stop anybody from taking exactly the same amount they're taking now. But if they make that decision, there is an economic disincentive. And I guess I hesitate to call that allocation, because clearly we're not saying you can't do it. I mean, you can do it, and if you're spending, I mean, I guess if you're spending $3,000 for a four-day stay at a lodge, it may not be as much of a disincentive as I want, because these kind of people may be able to afford it. And then the second comment on the fee structure. I mean, I would not sit here and say that the fee structure that I have in the bill is the best one. I mean, it would be impossible to do that. I mean, if you lower the fee structure, you're probably going to have less of an economic disincentive and the catch by this segment of the sport fish segment is going to go up. And we're using assumptions that, I mean, I don't think Fish and Game would testify that they're exactly comfortable with the assumptions either. I mean, we're picking numbers out here that we may not know exactly what the effects are, and I think in a year or two, we may want to readdress any kind of a fee structure, whatever fee structure is included in it. My last comment about the fee structure is Representative Ogun alluded to this, and so did Mr. Burke. And there are different ways of doing the fee structure. One of the things that may accomplish what Representative Ogun wants to do is two free tags on the purchase of a king salmon stamp by a non-resident, and then hammer them for the third. I mean, I don't know, frankly, if that's a better way of doing it or not, but certainly it's an alternative. I mean, I know that I would object to a fee structure that went $25, $50, $75, $100, because I think that's too low. And I think that even when you start out with the second fish being $100, I mean, it was described to me that might be the market value of a king salmon. And if the second one is $100, which means you're getting two for $50 apiece, I don't know. I mean, I wish there were a way to pick a number here that everybody could agree on, I'm not sure that we will be able to. And frankly, if we do, I couldn't testify, and I guess I'd be surprised if Fish and Game could testify what the effect of that is going to be, because we're making assumptions here. We just don't know. I picked those numbers because I figure that if a Sitka blacktail is worth $150 for the first one, then certainly the second king is probably worth $100, and that's not a very scientific way of setting a fee structure.
Thank you. I think what I'm going to do is assign this bill to a subcommittee of Representative Davis and Representative Ogun and reschedule it for next week at the same time and ask that any recommendations as to fee structures be considered and a CS be drafted if possible. And suggest that the sponsor put his input into the committee, subcommittee.
We won't meet without him.
Who do you want?
Representative Davis. Okay, thank you, Mr. Burke. Appreciate it. At that, we're going to adjourn this meeting at 6:53.
Al, I apologize for bouncing back and forth.
Oh, no, I understand.
They had hours at the face bill that Albizzi wants to push through.
A good discussion on 51.
I'm sorry, I missed a lot of it. A lot of what he's talking about is exactly what this bill talks about.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, and then we got a break.
Okay.
Can you do a
time specific? Al, you want to make a week? Okay. It'll probably be an evening thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Or late afternoon.
Yeah. Georgia Little Bowl.
Oh, okay.
In a heartbeat.
Probably.
Just tell her if she can send him over in the morning, and if I don't hear from her, I'll I'll call her.
Of course he was.
Okay.
I don't even know. I guess 250.
I'm not sure.
For the state of the lodge.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. I really don't.
I did mention that.
I think probably $100 a day.
He sensed that.
Maybe I heard.
But I didn't put your name in there, by the way.
So that's not the case.
Right. No. And so then did you hear the what?
I gave you a butt.
Yes. But did you hear that discussion about 175? Well,
yeah.
He brought it up, but
yeah.
You know, he said, well, you know, it's in, and he had that in mind when he said that.
Right.
So he's going to put him on the spot here pretty quick.
Okay. See ya.
Yeah.
Interesting meeting.
It was a good one, wasn't it? Except for a couple of little screw-ups, but I've just got to watch. I've got to watch Sue a little closer. I really like having help, you know, because there's a lot of stuff going on, but you know, she distributed that bill every other page. And that reflects on me.
I didn't realize that. When he said every other page, I didn't know what he was talking about. Yes, that's not the wood.